Hello and welcome. I want to talk in this video on the issue of female psychopathology and how bias, social norms, and a lack of clinical studies lead to a misdiagnosis of psychopathy in females and the severe consequences this has on society. The popular belief that that the majority of psychopaths are male is blatantly untrue. And to perpetuate this myth is to deny the facts staring us in the face. And the perception of women as caring, maternal creatures, who lack the ability to be cruel and heartless. It's the reason why Casey Anthony can murder her baby, then go out partying all night long, and in turn get acquitted. We don't consider that women can be just as manipulative and destructive as men, if not more so. Nor do we ever question the role both female psychology and biological instinct have to play in female behaviour. We analyse male psychology constantly, yet the female mindset is deemed off-limits. And it would seem we're adverse to looking at the ugly side of female nature. So adverse, in fact, that we excuse it, or we minimise it, or we refuse to discuss it at all. To the point that any questioning or study of female nature is deemed hate speech or misogyny. Even in 2013, we can't seem to comprehend that women, those that bring life into the world, are capable of destroying it. And the courts, they seem to view women as incapable of calculated violence. And when a man kills a child, he's seen as just another evil male. But when a mother kills, the question is always what made her do it, or who made her do it. And female criminals, they receive lighter sentences because of this. And men, judges, police, lawyers, they're reluctant to pass sentence or judgment on women due to the social conditioning. And the vast majority of psychologists and researchers, they're male. And they're far more comfortable analysing male behaviour. And men are raised by women. The thought that she could hurt you, your mother could hurt you, seems to be a possibility not many wish to accept. And the perception by researchers that that violence is solely a masculine behaviour, and women and children are the main targets of this violence, is blatant sexism, given women's track record. And this reluctance to critically analyse female psychology without gender bias really reflects just how flawed psychology and the judicial system really are. There's that quote by Voltaire: to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. And that certainly seems to be the case here. And many in society, they have an idealized view of female nature. It's like a parent with a naughty child. They excuse away that child's behaviour, even if that child stabs their partner in the back 27 times, nearly decapitates that person, then shoots him in the face, as was the case with Jodi Arias. And the jury, literally couldn't return a verdict due to the fact that they couldn't reconcile the brutality of the murder with the innocent-looking little girls seated before them. And psychopathy, it's diagnosed more often in men than it is in women. The ratio, I believe, is around 20 to 1. But the research regarding psychopathic behaviour, it's flawed. The question isn't whether these traits exist in females, but rather how these traits are expressed differently by women. Hence why so many women are misdiagnosed as having mental disorders or personality disorders, as opposed to being diagnosed as psychopathic. It's simply because a woman doesn't act in a way we traditionally associate with psychopaths, doesn't mean she's not just as manipulative and heartless as a male psychopath. Even in childhood, a boy's actions, they're seen as troublesome or as perverted. Like the case of Hunter Yelton, the six-year-old, recently. He was accused of sexual harassment for kissing a girl on the hand. You know, whereas with girls' behaviour, it would just be excused. Because girls could never harbour such perversion or malicious intent. And only a few studies have actually examined whether psychopathy even exists in women. And zero focus has been placed on how women express these traits in a behavioural sense. And psychopathy in female children and teenagers, it expresses itself differently to males. A girl show a more relational form of aggression. They use manipulation, they use verbal aggression, or promiscuity to get what they want. And social norms, they also play a role. You know, in that it's accepted socially that a woman can depend financially on her partner. You know, whereas if a man did this, he'd be shamed, he'd be seen as less of a man. So life can be very easy for a female predator, due to the social conditioning. And with female serial killers, you know, they tend to kill for financial gain, or for some other perceived benefit. And female killers, they tend to know their victims. It's quite rare for them to actually kill strangers. But this doesn't mean that they're any less dangerous than male killers. It simply means they don't have to go to those extremes, as they can simply manipulate to achieve their ends. If you see, I'm leaving a link on the low bar below to a comprehensive list of around 600 recorded female serial killers. Because the problem is, women are rarely cited as serial killers, as they're typically branded with another disorder, or because they didn't kill for sex. So this scene is not fitting this criteria. But these women, they killed for power. Now, just like Bundy, just like Dahmer, just like Gacy. The only thing preventing this realization is a very stubborn perception. And a female psychopath. They use all the same tactics as a domestic abuser to isolate and dominate a partner. They have no problem in using their children to manipulate a man. And you'll see, they'll brainwash their children to hate their father and ensure that the father has zero access to his children. The child's interests, they're irrelevant, because all these women want is control. And lying is a non-issue to them. And they'll play the victim with the courts and the police, and essentially play on society's perception of women and mothers to effectively destroy that man. And female psychopaths, they leave a long line of broken men and children behind them. And in terms of diagnosis, at the most extreme, a woman may be branded a narcissist. Now, the difference between a psychopath and a narcissist is that the psychopath acts without remorse or empathy. And antisocial traits are more apparent through behaviour. Now, the question we need to ask is what empathy is extended to men by women today? What remorse do women exhibit when a man is hurt or raped or wrongfully imprisoned or bled dry by a prejudicial system? What empathy is given to a man who has his penis cut off and thrown down a trash compactor for simply asking for a divorce? So if we don't recognize the symptoms as a society, it's because we choose not to see them. And this is why women can kill and ruin lives with impunity and receive, at the most, a slap on the wrist or a severely reduced sentence. Or failing that, a magazine cover or a TV movie of the week. And female pedophiles, they're seen as seducers of children. Their crimes are lessened in severity in the public eye, you know, by essentially conflating the numbers of male child molesters. Of course, by promoting false rape statistics, and by decreeing males as the only gender capable of raping a minor. You know, male and female children raped by women are seen as having somehow benefited from the experience. In my country, the courts didn't declare female adults as being able to rape a male child until 2006. And still not legally possible for a woman to rape a man here. But looking at it objectively, I mean, with the gender bias favouring women in the courts and the education sector, the government, the law enforcement sector, the workplace, all the biased healthcare funding, and a plethora of other incentives for women, plus all the media bias against men. How can women be seen as anything other than the victim? Now, incapable of masculine antisocial behaviours. And the question, nature or nurture? There's a belief among some scholars that personality disorders, whether it be histrionic disorders, borderline, BBP, manic depression, what have you, that they're simply just heightened symptoms of inherent female traits. And these traits, they provided women with an advantage in order to survive. A female who could manipulate and who was inherently selfish could increase her chances at survival for herself and for her offspring. But feminism and modern society has simply exacerbated these characteristics in women. And our reluctance to study this objectively has led women's selfish and manipulative natures to be misdiagnosed as disorders exhibited by victims. And due to the feminized state that we live in, this perception now not only supports this behavior in women, but now provides incentives for psychopathy in women. The women are rewarded for going against gender norms. Males, meanwhile, are condemned for challenging these norms, and also for conforming to them, depending on when it suits a woman's agenda to criticize them. But the clock is ticking. The women only have limited time to procreate. So manipulation by females to secure a man's wealth, his seed, his assets, seem to be viewed as a necessary evil by many women. It's a reproductive strategy, essentially for survival in a very dangerous environment. Male disposability is part of that strategy by the female, alongside shaming tactics and the withholding of sex. There's biological and societal advantages for women who engage in this behaviour. So this is natural selection. Intermixed with and driven now by a feminist agenda that demonizes and disregards males. This lack of empathy for men can be to a degree attributed to female biology. But we've gone far beyond that now. We live in a society where male suffering is viewed as punitive for some imagined crime of centuries past, and where the erosion of male rights is seen as female empowerment, now due to government wishing to capitalize on male labor and sacrifice. But regardless of the advances that society has made, these biological drives are still inherent in females. But it's time for women to address them, and for women to evolve and take accountability for their behavior. So they need to adapt to a new way of being, one that benefits society. Because more and more men are waking up. So the discourse on female nature and psychology must continue. Anyway, that's all the time I have for tonight, but I want to thank you for your time, and have a great Christmas. Thank you.